We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Costello is sponsored by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services, by CSEA Local 830. We work for you. And by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Suffolk County's number one volume dealer. Does a great job covering the Jets for the New York Post, called last week's victory over the Cowboys. Give him credit for that. And that, of course, is Brian Costello. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Well, we'll see. I'll let you know. I will let you know. I'm actually, I feel so good about this game tonight, and this is unbelievable.
Okay? Oh, my God.
I feel so freaking good. I'm actually betting the money line on the Jets. I just want to
let
you know.
Wow.
And I never do that. I mean, I know it's a good number. It's plus 400. But I never, ever do anything like that. But I feel good about this game tonight, and it's crazy that there's no reason I shouldn't. I do.
Wow, am I talking to Ira or Joe here?
No. It's very here, huh? Well, you know, first of all, I got all the Jet fans pounding me because I'm so negative, because yeah. I got so much reason to be so positive all the time with our team.
Yeah. Because you know what, this annoys me, and maybe it's because I work with you. I know you. I think I know you okay now. We've been together for 13 years, right? I think Joe gets a bad rap for being Mr. Negative. Here's what Joe does. Here's what he does. He calls out the crappiness of the teams he roots for. The Jets have been crappy for a very long time. But here's what's unfair. In 2009 and 2010, you weren't negative.
No.
You're not sitting there waiting for the sky to fall. Wasn't. And so I don't think people realize, because you call out the Jets for being an inept franchise, which they've been, it's not debatable, they think, oh, he's always negative. That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah.
We sat there in Indianapolis before the title game, and you said to me, I feel good about this. So
here's what I've told people in general about the New York fan and media landscape. Everything is bigger here, right? So when you lose here, it's worse here, because you got the back pages, you've got you guys, you got all that. But when you win, it goes the other way. Everything is accentuated. Then it's you're larger than life, and everything is great. So I think Joe falls into that category. It's just everything, you know, is a lot bigger than if you're playing in Kansas City. It's a little bit different here.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the injury situation first. Is Mosley playing tonight? Is that a definite or not?
It's not. I mean, they haven't announced it, but I'm pretty sure he's playing. He practiced enough last week where, you know, there was no setbacks. You know, he's listed as limited in practice. All that means is he didn't take every single rep.
But they
weren't going to overload him. But I would be shocked if he's not playing tonight.
How much is he playing?
Right.
I think he'll play full. I think he'll be a full go here, especially because I'm not sure about Neville Hewitt.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He's bad. That's a hit. He's banged up.
Yeah, he got a stinger when he hit Prescott pretty good on one play last week and got up with a stinger. So I'm not sure he's going to play tonight.
Right.
So if they're down
Henry Anderson?
Hewitt, it's going to be him and Cashman pretty much.
Henry Anderson,
I don't think will play. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm not sure. I don't think he's going to be out there yet.
Hmm.
They are healthier than they've been from a key level standpoint since the beginning of the season.
Herndon's definitely out, right?
Herndon's definitely out.
Definitely. Okay.
Forget him. Okay. I forget he's on the team at this point.
Well,
I mean, does
not.
Chris Herndon even exist?
He's not on a team.
But they are, you know, when you go back to week one, they were healthy, obviously, to start. And that game changed when C.J. Mosley went out with an injury. It obviously began to change. Darnold wasn't the same. We never saw Darnold for a month after that. This does feel like, despite injuries to Hewitt, despite Herndon, who wasn't even a factor, a thought in week one because of the suspension, it does feel as if, all right, this is a relatively healthy football team going into the showdown with the Patriots right now.
Yeah, the one concern I would say, Beachum's not going to play at left tackle.
Right. So, well, he didn't play last week either.
We talked about this offensive line a lot, and now they're going to have a different different configuration right now. I think Adoga's going to play left tackle, and Shell's going to play right tackle tonight. Khalil also had a shoulder injury Thursday. I think he'll play, but it bears watching. And Alex Lewis left practice Friday with a stiff neck.
Oh,
so
God.
There's a lot going on in the offensive line. So I agree with you, Evan, overall. The offensive line, though, is an area to watch of concern with injuries right now.
Now, what's the deal with Assemble that he's suing the team? What's going on with that? I mean,
he's not suing the team. So he says he needs surgery.
Right.
He claims that the two doctors, including the Jets doctor, said that he needs surgery for a torn labrum. The Jets are saying that is not the case, and that their doctors are saying he is healthy enough that he could play right now and have surgery after the season on his shoulder. So there's a little standoff going on. They told him he had to practice Saturday or he'd be fined. He didn't practice, so he was fined. Now they'll get into the legal wranglings of the Players Association and that kind of thing. There'll be a grievance, but it's an ugly situation right now between him and the team.
Three words: New York Mets. This sounds something like Beltran Mets Health playbook. I want to have surgery. You're not supposed to talk to our doctors. I mean, I have to take a leap of faith, Brian, and trust the player. Don't you?
Here's the thing I'd say, Evan.
Go ahead.
I think the team I lean toward the team here.
Why?
Because they were going to bench Assembly. Okay.
Okay.
So after the Patriots game, remember, Gase came out and said, we're going to make changes on the O-line.
Yes.
One of those changes was going to be putting Alex Lewis in for Assembly because they really liked Alex Lewis. That's when all of a sudden he appeared on the injury report with a shoulder injury.
Okay.
He had never had a shoulder injury before. Like, his agent said he had been shot up to play the first three games. That's how much pain he was in.
Mm-hmm.
He was never on an injury report. If they're giving them player a shot, he's got to be on the injury report. So the timing of it to me was really odd.
So you think do you think he's doing? You think he's faking an injury?
I don't think faking is tough. I think if you took an MRI of 90% of the guys in the NFL of a shoulder, a knee, an ankle, they've got something wrong with them. So I think he has an old injury. He has a torn labrum that the Jets say is pre-existing from this year. I think they looked. He said, "All right, I want to get this fixed right now. You know, and I want to be done for the season. I don't want to play anymore this year if I'm not going to be starting." So, you know, that's what I think happened. Obviously, it's conjecture on my part, but I think, you know, the timing of it is a little suspicious to me.
Mm.
Okay. You know what? You've moved the needle on me.
There you go.
Yeah, you have, because that's a little suspicious.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not the New York
Mets.
He also
has had an illness since he was benched, and a knee injury popped up. Like, it just seems like it's some weird circumstances.
Sounds like he's acting like a baby. That's the way it sounds.
It does sound that way.
Okay.
That does sound that way.
We'll know, because the Players Association, if they feel like you have a case against the Jets, they will get involved and they'll litigate this thing, you know, through arbitration and everything. So we'll find out who's telling the truth eventually.
Now, I thought last week that the Jets secondary played a tremendous game. Now I expected this to be a weakness for this team.
Yeah.
And they're actually playing pretty well. I mean, they didn't miss a tackle at all. The two safeties are all over the place. May's back and healthy. He's looking really good. Brian Poole has been terrific for them. I mean, even Trumaine played pretty well last week. What's going on with this? I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, is this Greg Williams? Is this the reason?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
I think he deserves a lot of credit. I think he's figured out a way to kind of mask the deficiencies at corner, and he's playing, you know, he's playing some cover two to help them.
Right, right.
But the tackling, he can't tackle for them. So, yeah, and you just nailed it. I mean, Marcus May, I thought he had a huge tackle.
Game.
It was a play where Ezekiel Elliott was between Ezekiel Elliott and about a 70-yard touchdown at one point, and he made the tackle. He made some big tackles in that game. Brian Poole, like you said, I think has been their best tackler all season.
Yep. He knocked Cooper out of the game. Poole's hit knocked Cooper out of the game last week.
And really, you know, there's been a few. I remember a play, the Buffalo game, Dow Roberts had a slip. But overall, he hasn't had many miscues, and Trumaine is back playing and doing pretty well. So, yeah, the secondary has been a lot better than any of us expected.
All right, so how do they win this football game? What is the the path? What's the path towards what would be a monumental Jet victory?
A season-changing game if they win tonight.
I'd say one of the biggest wins this franchise has had.
Since they beat the Patriots the last time, which was the week before they blew the season in Buffalo.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a while.
In 15.
4 years
ago. I think they've got to find ways on offense to get, I would call them the other guys involved. And what I mean by that is Stephon Gilmore is going to be on Anderson.
Right.
You know, Belichick is going to make sure Le'Veon Bell does not beat them. But can they get Demaryius Thomas involved? Can they get something out of Ryan Griffin like they got last week? Can they get Ty Montgomery, your guy, involved? Bilal Powell, can they get something? Can Gase design some things to get some other guys in this offense going? And that to me would be a path to victory, because I just it's hard looking at this Patriots defense to see how the Jets are going to put up a lot of points. But if they can do that, I think there's a chance. You know, I think the matchup for the Jets defensively with the Patriots offense isn't quite as bad as it's been in years past.
No.
The Patriots are banged up a little bit.
No.
Tight end is a little bit of a question mark for them.
No Gordon.
So, you know, I think that's a better matchup than it has been. But to me, the Jets offense is the key to this whole game.
Now, Quinnen Williams actually made a play last week. He was on that fourth down stop that really I thought changed the whole game around. Stupid decision by Garrett to not take the field goal there. And then the bomb after that to Robbie. So he made a play, but I keep hearing, every week I hear the same thing. I don't care. It's every week there's somebody, whether it's with the Jets, whether it's Pro Football Focus, whether it's somebody in the NFL telling me how great Leonard Williams is playing. Can somebody please tell me what game is he playing? Because I don't see it. Okay?
I thought he had a better game last week.
Really? What did he do?
He drilled Prescott twice. Like that. Like he drilled him.
He did.
They did hit
him a lot in that game. They did.
And he did make a couple of key tackles in there. But
okay.
But I'm not going to come in here and tell you, you know, he's the greatest thing ever. I'm with you. I think some of that is exaggerated. And I'm curious to see, you know, Schefter reported last week that a lot of
teams
are calling the Jets.
Right.
You know, do they move Leonard? I think that's going to be something to watch here in the next week. Yeah.
By the way, I got to get on you for this because, you know, I love you. But you have him in your column. You say, oh, maybe they should trade him to the Patriots. Are you serious? Come on.
Why? So
he could be overcut and all of a sudden become Richard Seymour? So he should become William McGinnis all of a sudden because he goes there? Thank you.
That's not happening.
Please.
You actually wrote that, Brian?
He did.
Tongue-in-cheek.
He didn't say tongue-in-cheek. I don't think it's tongue-in-cheek.
When was this column, Brian? I want to read it again.
It was last week.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
I read all Costello's columns. I read all your columns.
I think they should trade him. You know, they get like a third and a fifth. Like that's the Dante Fowler package that last year. I think that would be reasonable. You know, so. But I would do it.
I would do it. Yeah, we owe him for Ernie says we owe him for Demaryius Thomas. how about him? He actually played well last week.
Of course, he got me nervous. Yeah.
He almost blew the onside kick, but. Yeah. He made the play, though.
He made some plays last week, and I think he's a key. You know, like I said, if he's a guy, if they can get him involved, that would be huge.
Yeah, no, definitely huge. And the quarterback looked good. I mean, that's the one thing that I got at really. And again, I still don't know. You know me, I got to see.
Right.
I have been burned too many times. But boy, what a different team they were just with him on the field.
He was huge last week. I mean, and
was
that's
that
kind of what we were talking
was that
about.
Gaze
with
you
the,
were talking to me?
That was the kind of thing we were talking about with Luke Falk. You know, what was that?
No, that guy you just said something to. Yeah. Was that Gaze?
No, that was my lunch being delivered.
No. Maybe Gaze is bringing it. I don't know.
when Luke Falk was playing, we were kind of like, you know, you couldn't judge his offense. You needed Sam back, and Sam, you know, he hit the ground running last week. The first play of the game, the throw to Demaryius, you're like, okay. And then the third and four to Jamison Crowder.
You know,
those are throws that Luke Falk is not making. So, you know, he obviously made a huge, huge difference last week. Now, is he going to look like that every week? I'd be surprised if he could play like that constantly. But he makes such a difference for this team. And, you know, there's plays, too, that when people make mistakes, Sam can compensate for them. That's something Luke Falk couldn't do. The touchdown to Ryan Griffin, remember, before half?
Yeah, oh, that's great. In fact, he had three big catches in that drive, Griffin, as well.
But that play, the receivers ran the wrong routes. They didn't recognize
right?
the blitz. There was a call. They ran the wrong routes, and Sam still finds a way to make a touchdown.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, if that happens to Luke Falk, he freezes and gets sacked. You know, that's kind of what we saw against Philadelphia and New England the first time. So, you know, obviously Sam... Tonight's the test for him. To me, you know, this is the number one defense in the league. It's the Patriots, obviously. It's the what the Jets haven't been able to get past. Let's see if he can lead them to victory tonight.
It would change everything if they, of course, they win tonight. You know they're losing to the Jaguars, but
no,
but
that's, you can't. Yeah. We can't do that.
There it is.
You know what I'm thinking? You're ready. I'm thinking about this. You know that. And then they play the Dolphins after that.
But
if
they beat the Patriots, there needs to be a 72-hour grace period.
If they win tonight, I'm going to the game tonight, by the way, so I'll be there. So, you know, if they win tonight, I'm going to be delirious. I don't know if I'm going to sleep. I'll be delirious if they win this game. That will carry me right through to the kickoff next Sunday.
Well, I was saying this before. This feels...
Plus, I'll win money. I'll win some money.
That helps, too.
Yeah. Right.
And maybe it's because we don't exactly root for the greatest teams in the world. Maybe this is a part of it.
Maybe.
It sort of feels like a playoff game.
Didn't Jamal say that?
Well,
I think Jamal said it's a playoff.
It's one thing for him to say that, but as fans, like, I feel that
way. No, I completely
I'm thinking
do.
All day about
Bro,
tonight. That's
I
all I'm thinking about.
I completely think of this as a playoff game. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more.
And, Brian, I want to clear you. I'm going to clear you.
I just went
back. I looked at the article. I'm going to clear you on the Patriot-Leonard Williams thing because the whole article was about how Belichick likes Leonard Williams.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Because of that, I buy the tongue-in-cheek,
and I have officially
cleared you.
I forgot about that.
Belichick was praising him.
Well, of course.
Another coach throwing another log on the fire. You know,
Belichick praises everybody that he plays, though.
He was concerned about...
He was pretty heavy on Leonard.
He was concerned about Luke Falk. I mean, come on.
Every coach you talk to, and even privately, you talk to offensive coordinators, you guys are wrong, you just see the sack. So, you know, it's just the Leonard stuff, there's a very big disconnect between what coaches think and what we
and you know what
think.
We need that we have not seen yet, and I'm waiting for, and I understand you say to you know, Bill's going to try to take him away tonight, Le'Veon Bell. I mean, we have not seen the breakout game for Le'Veon Bell yet.
Yeah, no, it's true. And the offensive line, I thought, was better last week, opening some holes, but they're not getting to the second level. Like,
no.
We haven't seen him get to the safety.
What's the longest run he's had? 13
yards.
Yeah, 13, right.
13 yards.
Right.
You know? But it's true. I mean, this Patriots defense, like, they've given up one passing touchdown all season.
Daniel Jones.
You know, it's crazy when you look at these numbers. So, Le'Veon, I just don't see Belichick.
You know
that
what, though?
Tonight.
Let me compliment Le'Veon Bell on this. I know he's getting a lot of compliments. The Jets are so, you know, they love his work ethic, all that. Here's what I love. If a year ago I had brought up to Joe, hey, Le'Veon Bell's a free agent, I think you were hesitant about it.
I was.
And I said to you, well, they're going to sign Le'Veon Bell, and they're going to get off to an awful start. They're going to start off the season 1-4. What do you think Bell is going to be doing? I think both of us would have said, boy, we'd be really concerned that Le'Veon Bell's causing havoc.
Right.
That
he's
Le'Veon Bell's
out.
An issue, that he's checking
right.
out. He has said and done everything
he
you
really
could
has.
Ask for. So from that perspective, considering the way this season has gone, because it's gone bad. It can change today, obviously, but it's gone bad, and he hasn't been great, right? And he hasn't been super productive. And last week, the ball wasn't in his hands enough. The fact that he is still focused and saying and doing the right things, that would have surprised me a year ago if you told me that.
Yeah, no, definitely that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he kind of got lumped in with Antonio Brown, too. It was kind of the two Steelers after last season. You know, we thought of them the same way, and clearly they're much different guys. And, people rave about the way Bell has been, you know, not just publicly but privately. And I think people inside the Jets are surprised at how positive a force he has been for this team.
Yeah, no, he's been good so far, but I'm waiting for that breakout game. The other thing that worries me tonight is the officiating, which worries me every game. I mean, last week in that Dallas game, man, they were hell-bent on making sure the Cowboys got that touchdown at the end there. Three pass interference calls, and that last one on first. And I know they got two holding penalties that went the Jets' way in that drive, too, but... First and 27, that holding penalty on Jamal Adams. Give me a break. So I'm concerned, and I also think the referees lean toward the Pats anyway. So that always concerns me as well going into this game. How are the officials going to rear their ugly head to hurt the Jets tonight?
Yeah, and I think you kind of hit on it. The way I say, I think that the refs lean toward the Pats is with Brady. You know, if you breathe on him,
right.
you're getting a flag. I remember Henry Anderson got called for one last year, where it was kind of a weak call. If you touch him, and if you touch his helmet, you're getting a flag.
Well, that's every quarterback now. You touch the helmet.
Luke Falk got drilled in the head a couple weeks ago, and they didn't call it.
That's true.
Yeah, the Jet backups won't get any benefit.
Right, that's true.
I think it's hypersensitive with Brady. I think if you're getting near Brady, you know he knows all these refs forever. I think he works them over. Belichick works them over.
Right.
You know, so I would be very careful. Ooh. I was the Jets of hitting after he throws the ball.
He picked the Pats by like 11 tonight.
Is that your prediction? Okay.
Yeah, 28-17, I think.
I kind of think the same thing, but I think in the fourth quarter it's a one-score game and the Jets have a chance.
Me too. Yeah,
and
I
there's
think
some kind of late, horrible thing, a pick six, a punt block for a touch, something awful.
I have like 21-17 in my head, and then Brady marches him down the field and hits Edelman for the touchdown to put the dagger in.
Let's hope not. Thank you, Brian.
All right, guys.
All right, Brian.
Brian Costello on the Jets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.